This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, the CDC has had to apologize. And you're like, oh my gosh, what did the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention do now that required them to publicly make an apology? But did you guys hear about this? It's horrific. They posted a picture of a muffin. Yeah, a muffin. And apparently, they might have ruined poppy seed muffins for the average viewer on Twitter. This is where what our tax money is going to. Them having to apologize because people got offended. What is wrong with our country? Apparently, what they did is they posted a poppy seed muffin on the internet and replaced the seeds with tiny ticks in the photo. And then they posted it on Twitter. So at first glance, it looks like the CDC has a real nice, beautiful poppy seed muffin. But then there's a zoomed-in photo attached to the post, and they had replaced the little poppy seeds with little ticks. So the CDC tweeted this. You know, they're trying to be cool, too. We make fun of government agencies and suits all the time. So they're trying to be cool, you know, hang with us. And they said ticks can be the size of a poppy seed. Can you spot all five ticks in this photo? Learn how to prevent tick bites. And they tweeted that on May 4th, linking to an article on tick prevention. I think that's smart. I think that was a very creative way to not look like a dorky government agency and to raise awareness for the headline that has been going around that the CDC has been trying to warn us about of the uptick in ticks and mosquito and flea-vectored illnesses. Apparently, Lyme disease is on the rise. So if the CDC goes, Lyme disease is on the rise, nobody cares. But you throw a muffin on there, people will check out the muffin. And then you substitute ticks for the poppy seeds. Great. Okay, so you would say, bravo, the CDC is finally starting to get 2018. Thank you for coming into modern times. You're not as dorky as we thought you were. Pretty damn creative. Nah. People got ticked. Twitter users did not enjoy the, quote, gross imagery used by the site. And all the CDC was trying to do was explain how you use insect repellents, avoid wooded areas, provide instructions on how to wash your clothes, that kind of stuff. So the tweet went viral, and boy, did people have issues. One Twitter user said, I will never be able to eat poppy seed again. Staying away from them both. And so it looks like, and I'm not saying all the Twitter followers were American, but we don't really look like the toughest group of people. So the CDC heard the complaints and they had to reply 3 days later on May 7th. Don't they have better things to do? Doesn't the CDC have to combat all these diseases and these upticks in tick-vectored and mosquito-vectored diseases? Don't they have other things to do? No. They had to spend time apologizing. So I think they used the same creative person to come up with this tweet. Quote, sorry we ticked some of you off. Day. Don't let a tick bite ruin your summer. Protect yourself. Again, they linked a post on its website about tick prevention. I do that too.
I will repost the same article if I think you guys didn't read it the first time.
So, some Twitters did thank the CDC, but a bunch of them didn't. And the CDC had to stop and apologize. This is where I have my panties all up in a bunch. We are just getting too damn sensitive. To force people to apologize. And I know some of you say it's not a big deal. People apologize on Twitter all the time. Not a big deal. It is a big deal. This is wasting headline news. I'm trying to give you guys major headlines that's happening in the world, right? I'm worried about what's happening with Ebola. We got Australia going into their flu season, and we're finding that there's almost a 20% already. There's been about 12,000 cases, which is 20% higher than this time last year. So we need to figure out what's going to be happening with our next flu season. We have all sorts of stuff going on, and yet the CDC has to stop and deal with a country that is upset that they posted a poppy seed muffin that had ticks in it. This idea that you get backlash on social media and have to stop everything to apologize is starting to really hinder what we need to do. And we are becoming more and more boring, more and more blah. The safest thing to do is to not say nothing, not say anything, and just be as plain. I was going to say plain Jane. I can't do that. That'll insult somebody. I don't know where plain Jane came from, that term, but I can't say that because that can insult Janes. And I've known some Janes. Janes are cool. So you have to be as plain as possible. Maybe I'm insulting planes. Right now, we are at a juncture in society where almost anything we do is going to insult somebody. And then you have to stop and do everything to apologize or you get backlash and people are mean. We don't need more enemies. The CDC does not need enemies. They need you to leave them the hell alone so they can do their job because they're taking a lot of our taxpayer money to do their job. So I'm not paying for them to apologize to people who are pissed or upset about, hey, muffin. I am paying them to keep us safe and free of disease control and prevention. I am paying my taxes so the CDC prevents Ebola from coming back to the United States or to figure out how we're going to deal with the flu and to do the surveillance. But we are such a sensitive group of people now that we can't do nothing. One of you emailed me about after work and etiquette with your coworkers. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I got a Facebook message a little while back, and it was when we were talking about sexual harassment in the workplace. And he writes, are all dirty jokes off the table? What about if we go to happy hour? Every first Friday we go out and drink and get a little flirty, but it's off-site. Boundaries, yes, but jokes, okay. So, you know, a lot of people don't know what to do now at work. And I don't know if you've noticed, but it's really boring at work. It is boring. You know, you can't say anything. Okay? Hi, how are you? Good. Weather's kind of hot. Yeah, it's getting hot. Yeah. All right. Nice to see you. You go, gosh, did I say anything wrong? I said, nice to see you. Is that going to be considered sexual harassment? People are beside themselves. It's scary. And mind you, okay, there has been a lot of BS that has happened throughout the decades that people have had to endure, men and women alike, in the workplace. So
you know, that's why things progressed the way they did. But your workplace is a very, very dangerous place for you now, for all of us. And growing up, in the, I don't want to say in the 80s. 80s, I was in school. I was a kid in the 80s. But in the 90s is when I was in school. It was in, you know, graduate school. You know, I was in, you know, college and graduate school. And I had a variety of jobs. I waited tables. I worked in a bar. I worked wherever. And so there was a lot of discourse and conversations that nowadays your life would be ruined for. Somebody saying to me what they said back in the 90s could potentially be something that would prevent them from ever getting a job again. And we've talked about this, how the rules changed, and everybody's been made aware of the rules, but I don't think they really understand the gravity of the situation, where they are going to really have to tape their mouths shut. And since so many people are so afraid of something getting blurted out, many people are just not talking to nobody. They are going to play it safe. And it's funny because every now and then I will see somebody just kind of relax just a little bit. I'm usually the one to make people relax. Like, I'll be at a grocery store and I'll say something like, you know, because, you know, I'm buying some things, or, you know, I'm yelling at my husband, and then I'll make a joke about how I'm ovulating. And you see people kind of relax a little bit because they're like, okay, good. A woman said something. No one's going to get in trouble for the next 2 minutes. We could laugh at a joke. And it's starting to change the type of humor there is. Like, I mean, for example, when we would watch Cheers, you know, for example, or, gosh, I'm trying to think what else. A MASH, for example. I'm not saying that stuff was funny, and we need to bring that back in sitcoms, but, you know, Hot Lips, you can't call a woman Hot Lips now. You would, that'd be considered sexual harassment. Sam and Diane, with whatever they were doing, or Sam and Rebecca, you know, asking her what songs drive her to a sexual frenzy, that is considered sexual harassment. If you persist, if you keep bringing things up that they don't want to hear, that is persistent sexual harassment. If you ask somebody out at work, you spend more hours at work than you do at home, and you meet somebody, they're single and you're single, you ask them out. Nope, can't do that anymore. Cannot. Because if there is any ramification, especially if you are in a position of superiority, what if you were colleagues? You get promoted, but you had asked her out years ago when you were colleagues and she said no. Could she technically have a case if she doesn't get promoted later? Because now you're her superior. Yes and no. On one end, well, you weren't her superior. But on the other end, if you did ask her out years ago, even if that behavior might have been okay back then and it's not now, that could be considered something that could be used against you now. You know, butt grabbing. Butt grabbing was never okay. But people would do it. And women would smack you back or hit you, or unfortunately have to just swallow it. And it's tough, you know, to have to deal with that. But when somebody would do that, there wasn't the consequences of you losing your job for life and never getting hired again. Now there are, now it is. So something you did years ago when it wasn't technically considered a crime in society, even though, yeah, it still is, that's assault, right? All of a sudden now is considered a crime. And so people can't go back and change what they did in the past. So you have to be very, very smart moving forward. Now, I love it that nobody's allowed to grab my butt anymore. I hated that when people grab my butt. Or people would try to, you know, grope or cop a feel. I hated that. hated it. Couldn't stand it. So I love that that stuff is done. I love that I don't ever have to worry about that. I mean, yeah, there's going to be some idiots. But for the most part, I don't have to worry about that ever happening at work. I am very excited about that. Because it would happen at work. That sucked. And you felt like you couldn't say anything. But on the flip side, the biggest victims now that we're seeing are those that didn't think they were doing something bad and could turn around and be something bad. So now, you guys go out after work, and you go and grab some drinks, and you are so careful at work with everything you say. You don't say anything at work, and you are on your best behavior. Now, you are having some drinks. It's a Friday night, and one of your colleagues is flirting with you. And they start to bring up a subject, which, by the way, is also a very, very, shall we say, vulnerable time for you. When somebody starts to bring up the sex topic, so you think you're okay, you take it one next step, you're the one in trouble. I'm starting to see this more and more. Somebody brings up going, man, my bra strap broke. It was horrible. I was running around looking like a Picasso. And you're like, okay, good. I can talk about breasts. So honestly, you look good. I mean, I have never noticed you ever have an issue. Your breasts look great. You're in trouble. She could talk about her bra. She could talk about her breasts. You can't. So you have some drinks. Now you've kind of lowered your guard. You've got to be careful. I'm not saying she's trapping you. But the third person sitting there from work hearing you say this could feel offended, and that person could claim harassment. So my advice to anybody, guy, girl, whatever, never, never go there. And it's tough. Because a lot of our discourse is that. I mean, Deadpool. I'm waiting for the next Deadpool movie. But in the first Deadpool movie, Deadpool makes a comment that he was in such a good mood that he was going to go home and pleasure himself. That was in the movie. And so that was a very common line. So you hear kids say that all the time. All right? And you're like, okay, no, you don't say that. Just because it's okay in the movie doesn't mean you could say that at school, at work, around work. You can't do that. Well, what if you have a party in your house that's in your house? It doesn't matter. If there's a coworker around, you can't do that. You can't talk like they do in the movies. You cannot make those jokes. You can't do that. TV could get away with stuff. You can't. I pulled up a site that gives you work jokes. These are called office jokes. It's called LaughFactory.com. And looking at some of these jokes, yeah, they don't do these in the office. So one says, what did the psychiatrist say when a man wearing nothing but saran wrap walked into the office? I could clearly see you're nuts. Okay, as in crazy. But because of the pun, that's a bad joke. I like this one. A man was walking down the street and saw a sign in a store window that said, help wanted. So the man ran into the store and yelled out, what's wrong? Okay, that's a clean joke. You can do that one at work. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, Fox News is saying this next story may be a rough pill to swallow. Why? Because they say legalizing marijuana could lead to police canine dogs being killed. That's an Illinois official warning us. An Illinois county official reportedly told a local paper that if the state legalizes marijuana, it may lead to the euthanasia of canines trained at seeking out the drug. Chad Larner, who heads training at the Canine Training Academy in Mason, reportedly made the comments to Bloomington Pantograph. Larner reportedly told the paper that retraining the dogs would likely lead to, quote, extreme abuse. The biggest thing for law enforcement is you're going to have to replace all of your dogs. So to me, it's a giant step forward for drug dealers. And it's a giant step backwards for law enforcement and the residents of the community. See, why couldn't then the dogs be used for the illegal marijuana shipments. I mean, marijuana being legalized still has to go through legal pathways. So they could still use the dogs for the illegal pathways, I guess. So, Mason County Sheriff Howard Buffett said that law enforcement would likely have to replace all of their dogs. Illinois lawmakers are considering a proposal that would expand the use of medical marijuana to fight the state's opioid crisis. I do not legalize marijuana to fight the opioid crisis. We do not need to swap one addiction for another. But anyway. And to make Illinois the 10th state to legalize the drug. The Senate bill would allow individuals who qualify for opioid prescriptions to apply for the state's medical cannabis program. The proposal would create a pilot program where patients could take a physician certification to a dispensary to receive their medical marijuana. Dispensaries would have to verify the certification and then be required to dispense medical cannabis in set amounts tied to the recommended duration of the opioid prescription. This bill overwhelmingly passed the Senate. The Illinois House Rules Committee has now been asked to review the legislation. A recent poll showed that 66% of the state's residents support the move. Okay, I'm still confused. Why do you have to kill the dogs? If the dogs aren't going to be searching for marijuana, whether it's illegal or legal, why can't the dogs go and, you know, live and, you know, a life as a dog? Why do you have to euthanize and kill the dog? Am I missing something here? If a canine has to retire, do you euthanize the canine? No. You let the dog live its life. I don't get it. Makes no sense to me. But, you know, the legalization of marijuana, I support. I think marijuana could offer some phenomenal medicinal benefits. But please, do not use the political platform of we need to legalize marijuana to help fight the opioid crisis. Because the amount of marijuana you would need to smoke or ingest to handle pain is a hell of a lot. And we are running out of marijuana. States that have legalized marijuana can't grow it fast enough. You could make opioid pills pretty easily. You can't make marijuana that quickly. You have to grow marijuana. Now, people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, we don't run out of tomatoes. Well, half the country doesn't want to eat tomatoes. Half the country or more want to smoke marijuana. And when you eat a tomato, you eat a tomato. One tomato. You aren't smoking up a half plant or two to get through this neuropathy pain you're having. So I think everybody needs to kind of get a clue here, please. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we heard today that the Mormon Church is breaking all ties with the Boy Scouts, ending a 100-year relationship. According to the Washington Post, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said, actually yesterday, that it will sever all ties with the Boy Scouts of America. This is a century-old tradition that has been deeply ingrained, I guess, in the religious life of Mormon boys. I had no idea how close they were related until recent news. And when my boys had joined Boy Scouts, many of them were a part of a local ward. And they were good kids. And, you know, my kids and their kids got along great. And it was, religion was never brought up. But it was a bunch of people that were, a bunch of boys that were very interested in camping and woods and fire, so religion wasn't a part of it. I just believe that the Boy Scouts attracted Mormon children because it's an activity, or the Boy Scouts offered activities that were pretty clean. That, you know, you really wouldn't, you know, get yourself in trouble. If you were going with some scout dads to go camping, build a fire and learn how to, you know, find plants that you could use for medicine and all the other sorts of stuff and tie a knot and sail and all the other things that you get your badges for, you're not getting into trouble. You're not shoplifting. You're not, you know, watching sexy, violent video games And so these Boy Scouts, if they meet once a week, it forces the kids to get away from the TV, get away from the video games. And, yeah, I put up my boys in Boy Scouts. Absolutely. I was in Brownies for that same reason. And Girl Scouts. Now, they say the Mormon Church, according to the Washington Post, said in its announcement that it has, quote, increasingly felt the need to create and implement a uniform youth leadership and development program that serves its members globally. The two organizations jointly determined that as of December 31st, 2019, the church will no longer be a chartered partner of the Scouts. They said that in a joint statement of the Boy Scouts. Now, I don't know what a chartered partner means. Does that mean they supply money? They sponsor? I'm not sure. They say this change will affect hundreds of thousands of Mormons in some 30,000 congregations worldwide. Apparently, for 105 years, the relationships between the Boy Scouts and the Mormon Church has been important to both groups. They say any boy who was a part of the Mormon congregation automatically becomes a part of the Boy Scouts. I didn't know that. That's according to the Washington Post. And the Mormon Church has the largest participant, is the largest participant of the Boy Scouts in the United States. They make up nearly 20% of all the Boy Scouts' 2.3 million youth members. Now, the church officials did not cite specific Scouts policy changes, but the two groups have increasingly clashed over certain values. You know, openly gay troop leaders, Boy Scouts changing its name. I'm not sure what the LDS position is on those. They don't say. But I believe what the church is going to do is they are going to start their own program. And so they have been conducting a, quote, extensive review of existing youth programs and addressing the church's need to fortify all children and youth with gospel-centered growth and learning experiences. So their new youth program is going to launch January 2020. They say it's going to be designed to support families as they seek to develop faith in Jesus Christ and build character and capacity. They say this approach is intended to help children and youth discover their eternal identity, build character resilience, develop life skills, participate in outdoor activities and service opportunities, and strengthen their ability to fulfill their divine roles as daughters and sons of God. So, they will, again, still be partners until the end of 2019, and then it sounds like they're going to have their own group. I'm not sure how I feel about this. I mean, I think religion needs to be separate from certain youth groups because for this reason, when society demands certain progression, right, and progressive changes, people of faith feel conflicted. And if the Boy Scouts was never supposed to be about religion, it was supposed to be about kids being kids and learning, you know, things and learning, you know, certain activities, then, yeah, it makes sense for, you know, youth groups, if they do want to incorporate religion, to be separate. But it's just, you know, boy, the Boy Scouts have been around for so long. I wonder what it's going to look like later. I've been a big fan. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was interviewed on John and Jillian, KABC, a couple days ago, about how STDs in L.A. County are skyrocketing. Not just on the rise, skyrocketing, but get this. Officials think racism and stigma may be to blame. Now, they go into a event that I guess some of the school districts have incorporated called Spring into love. And it's intended to get high schoolers more comfortable talking about sex. They want a more open dialogue that'll make them more likely to seek out condoms and STD testing. If they could do that, they could hopefully eventually reduce the spread of the disease. And focusing on the stigma is just one of the many ways Los Angeles County health officials are trying to think outside the box as they struggle to curb rising STD rates. Now, they say the traditional ways of preventing disease may not be working. Apparently, one of the activities they do is this hot potato musical chairs. But they use a, we could say penis. They use a, in the schools, a model, not a human model, but a model of male genitalia. And I guess where the music stops, the student explained they would pass a plastic life-size penis around the circle. Whoever was holding it when the music stopped, they would have to unroll a condom onto it, completing each of the 8 steps they had been taught a few minutes earlier. Then the music started and the teens look up. And there's, I guess, 8 steps. The 8 steps to a condom. One is consent. Do you want to have sex? The other person has to say yes. Check if the condom is expired. They say pinch the package to see if there's air. Open it, not with your teeth, but open it with your fingers. Pinch the tip of the condom to leave room for semen. This is what they're teaching the schools, in the schools. Roll it down, okay? Check it, and then make sure to take it off. So 7 and 8, my guess is after. Check to make sure it didn't leak, etc. So there are 8 steps to putting on a condom. A lot of people don't know that, and they're teaching that in school. I'm still of the belief, and I know being a doctor, this is a very, very rare stand on it, but if I was a kid in school having to go through the 8 steps of condom use and it being a part of curriculum, I would feel as a kid that this is something that I should be doing in my age group. In terms of using, you know, and me having grown up in a more religious family, being told, you just don't have sex. To me, it worked for me. I was scared to death of having sex. I was scared to death. I thought the Lord would smite me. And I know we can't do that. And I know as a physician, and I have had many conversations about sex with teenagers. Yep. When I talk to children about sex, and they're children, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, because they're asking for birth control, and, you know, I always ask them, I go, well, what's your plan if you get pregnant? Oh, I won't get pregnant. That's why I'm here for birth control. That's good. You know, birth control may only be 99% effective. You may forget to take the pill. Something may happen. What is your plan for getting pregnant? Oh, I haven't thought about that. I go, well, you need to. Having sex is a grown-up thing to do. And one thing that grown-ups do is they look at all consequences of their actions. Well, they should. Pretend to, okay? Go with me on this. If you take a job, what will this job entail in terms of your commute? In terms of your home life? In terms of your finances? If you're going to buy a car, why was that? Will that car impact your finances, your commute, your safety? You have to look at all things. So if you're going to have sex, and having sex is an act that is designed to get people pregnant, right? You know, our bodies are designed to get pregnant or to make a pregnancy. And if you are going to engage in an activity where the ultimate goal isn't for pleasure, it's to cause a pregnancy, and you are going to try to prevent that pregnancy, what happens if you fail? What happens if the sexual activity is actually successful? What is your plan? Oh, well, doc, I guess I'll just get an abortion. That's not a plan. That's not a well-thought-out plan, just to get an abortion. And so when I do talk to the students, if I have a patient that's that young, that's what I bring up. What is your plan? Most of them don't have one. They don't think it's going to happen to them. They never think it's going to happen to them. And if so, easy. They'll just go get an abortion. So I get why we need to teach in school condoms. We need to teach in school, you know, the proper way to protect yourself. I get that. It's just, I do think there's an underlying condoning of the behavior when we do that. But the benefits are better than outweigh the risks. So we have to. But apparently high STD rates are definitely being reported out of LA Times. And they're concerned. Actually, they say gonorrhea cases have doubled in LA County. And we've talked about gonorrhea. And we've talked about super gonorrhea and the propagation of drug-resistant gonorrhea. Chlamydia cases have jumped up. And so the LA Times talks about is systemic racism to blame. Los Angeles County launched a Center for Health Equity in October to address the idea that health predominantly happens outside the healthcare setting. It happens where we live, work, play, and pray. And the center is going to target 5 health disparities, including high rates of STDs among certain minority groups. We are finding STDs climbing in terms of syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and underserved or certain demographics seem to be higher than others. They say gay and bisexual men make up the vast majority of new syphilis cases. In LA County, syphilis rates among African American women were 6 times higher than white women and 3 times higher than Latino women. So is it access to health care? Is it education in schools? Is it, you know, ease of going down to Mexico and buying a bunch of antibiotics? So even if you don't have health insurance, you at least have some antibiotics. We don't know. But we sure have an issue when it comes to STDs. And if STDs are rising, and one thing that we have done different is pass out condoms and teach kids how to use condoms, what if that's not working? Is anybody asking that question? We have been promoting condom use, being very graphic about STDs, and being graphic about sex and what could happen. And we have been a lot more accepting of teenagers having sex. And STDs are on the rise. Maybe what we're teaching is wrong. I would really like to see the data. Is LA the only city that's seen this? Are other cities seeing that we have more STDs? Now, they're saying teen pregnancy is starting to cut back. We also had a report that millennials are more likely to remain virgins. 1 in 8 by the age of 26 claimed they were still a virgin. So maybe we are changing some things for the better. I'd like to know that. But when I hear that STDs are on the rise, and they're teaching kids how to put condoms on genitalia, then models, then maybe that's not working. Now, one big group, high demographic, that's increasing in their STDs is the older generation, the baby boomers. The baby boomers, they didn't grow up in an AIDS-related world like we were. In the 80s, we were scared to death that we would die even thinking about sex. Yet, the baby boomers, all they had to worry about was gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis. Even though they could still kill, by the way. So, different age, different time. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.